was a really interesting, I was driving down to Anglesey just around Christmas time, and I was stuck in traffic for like an hour. So it was quite interesting. And then I was sort of just feeling really helpless. So I was in traffic. I'm like, God, I'm just feeling useless. So I was sitting there going, right, how can I do this? What are my skill sets? And so I sort of went, well, I know that I love getting girls together and having a chat. I know there's some amazing women. Yeah, definitely. And cheese.
Yes.
And so the first person that popped to my head, I'm like, who can I work with this? And then I'm thinking the most gorgeous, loving, nurturing, wonderful girl that
who
is Beck.
Who just happens to be sitting there, yeah.
I know, I've got to say these things. There's a 50 at the end of it for me. Yeah, no. And so I called her immediately and said, hey, I feel like something needs to happen. We need to do something. You know, what do we love about Geelong? Why? Mm. You know, what's the power of what we can do? Yeah. We have the power of network, the power of voice and platform with what we do in our jobs. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was our direction. So I called her up and said, hey, are you in? And she was
all in. Yeah.
I've got two kids and a business, but why not?
How can you say no? Were you surprised at all by the response? I mean, obviously you're doing a second one now. It just shows you how good people are in these times of need.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've just been blown away by the donations and just people even just offering their time to help out, people offering to do, you know, graphics. It's just been, we have been so overwhelmed. Our heads and our inboxes have been overflowing,
but our hearts are so great.
Being there on Thursday night, how you mentioned, it was about not only fundraising, doing your part financially and physically, but also emotionally as well, actually coming together, grieving for the communities, bringing together hope for the communities as well. And there was actually a funny moment, Josh, where Hillary revealed for the entire night, they raised over $22,000 on the night. They only spent $60.
Wow, and actually, wow, we didn't end up spending anything because someone beautifully came forward. Kath, one of our gorgeous clients, came forward and donated that $60 to make it a $0.
So we haven't spent a cent. Everything is just going to the Red Cross. And this event this week will be half Red Cross, half CFA. And it has just, we're blown away.
Yeah, now tickets sold out, but still other ways to get involved and give money?
Yeah, so we have our second online silent auction just launched last night. We had one also last week, which raised $10,000. So amazing.
Yeah, I know.
So this one, yeah, launched last night. It'll go through till Wednesday night. And the link's in both of our Instagram bios. And there's 80 items on there. Some are, you know, most of them are from small Geelong businesses, but we also have big businesses and accommodation packages, and it's amazing.
It's just incredible. But we definitely have had so many small businesses come forward and help us out, and individuals. I think the next step is us for really to, and this live auction is a really great, silent auction is a really great place for us to get that extra money. But we really are looking now for these small to large businesses in Geelong to help us out and step forward and to really help us with financial contributions and pledges on the night.
Absolutely. As you said, all the details on your Instagram bios. We'll also get the details up at krock.com.au. But I know you'll say it's a huge collaborative effort. But firstly, thank you to you two for, as you said, networking, pulling it all together and doing something for the wider community. And as the hashtag suggests, gather for good. So congratulations, ladies, and all the best for Thursday night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.